from the Devi Upanishad. All the gods, indeed, placed themselves near and served the goddess and asked, "Who are you, great goddess Mahadevi?" She answered, "I am the true nature of Brahman. From me is the universe that consists of Prakriti, manifested nature, and Purusha, spirit, and the void, and the non-void. I am bliss and non-bliss. In awareness, vijnana, and unawareness, I am. Brahman in Brahman is to be known. Thus indeed declares the Atharva Shruti." I am the five elements, and also what is other than the five elements. I am the entire universe. I am the Veda, and I am what is not the Veda. I am knowledge, vidya, and I am non-knowledge, ignorance. I am the unborn, and I am the born. Below, above, and across, I am. To the zealous, attentive worshipper who sacrifices, offering oblation and extracting the soma juice, I grant substantiality, power. I am the ruler bringing union of the excellent ones of the gods. I am the yoni, the womb, the origin, the repository, the resting place, the abode, in which heaven and the head are well woven in the water in the inner sea. I am the yoni, the womb, the origin, the repository, the resting place, the abode, the well-woven heavenly summit in the water of the inner sea. One who thus knows attains the abode, the foot of the goddess. They, the gods, said, "Salutation to the goddess, to the great goddess. to Shiva, the auspicious salutation constantly and always. To Blessed Prakriti, salutation. Ever to her we bow with hands together. She is the color of fire, burning with tapas, the resplendent, the sun-like goddess, pleased with and propitiated by actions' fruits. For refuge I resort to the inaccessible goddess, Durga Devi. Still more, and darkness is destroyed. The gods created or gave birth to divine speech. Yet she, who is the form of the universe, all of the herd, speak. Speaking pleasantly to us, the powerful Lord, with power and strength, may she aptly draw, as from a cow, the milk of excellent speech. To her, the dark night, praised by Brahma, belonging to Vishnu, the all-pervasive one. The mother of Skanda, the attacker. Saraswati, the flowing one. Aditi, freedom. Boundlessness, eternal and infinite expanse. Daksha's daughter, the adroit, the intelligent, the heightening of the intellect. We offer salutations to Holy Shiva. We know great Lakshmi, goddess of good fortune and beauty. On all accomplishment we meditate. May that goddess inspire or impel us. This is the power of the self, the universally bewildering. This is the great holy knowledge. One who knows thus crosses over grief. Divine Mother, may this salutation be to you. Mother, protect us in all possible ways. She here is the eight Vasus, the 11 Rudras, the 12 Adityas. She here is all of the gods, those who drink soma and those who do not. She is the evil spirits, the Asuras, the Rakshas, the Ghosts, the Yakshas, and the Siddhas. She is Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. She is Prajapati, the progenitor. Indra, the chief of the gods, and Manu. She here is the planets, the stars, and the luminous spheres. She is the divisions of time and the form of time. I salute her ever. Goddess who banishes distress, grants enjoyment and liberation, infinite, victorious, pure, the refuge, the giver of good, Shiva. I bow to you, Goddess, you who destroy great fear, the great, tranquil, inaccessible one, Durga, the extinguisher of great difficulties, of the form of great compassion. Brahma and others know not her true nature, so she is called the unknowable. Of her no end is found. So she is called the Endless, the Infinite. Of her a grasp is not obtained. So she is called the Invisible, the Markless. Of her birth is not obtained. So she is called the unborn. One alone exists everywhere, and so she is called the One. One alone is all forms, so she is called the Many. For these reasons indeed, she is called the Unknowable, the Endless, the Invisible, the Unborn, the One, and the Many, thus. The Goddess is the mother of all mantras, of words or sounds. The knowledge is her form. Of all knowledge, she is of the nature of transcendent consciousness. Of the voids, she is the witness. Beyond her is nothing. She here as inaccessible, Durga, thus is proclaimed. To her, Durga, the inaccessible goddess, the grantor bestowing good conduct, I, frightened of worldly existence, bow and offer salutations to the one who enables me to cross over the wavy sea of